something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The True Meaning of Christmas.
Hallelujah.
Say to yourself, the Word became flesh. One more time. One more time. And say it like you mean it. Yes. How true. How true. How true. You know, a lot of people who want to celebrate Christmas, but they have no time for the Word of God. That is a contradiction. Because Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, the Christ. And that was the Word made flesh. That's Christmas. That's Christmas. The birth of Christ was the Word made flesh. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Christmas. So every time you talk about the Word becoming flesh, you're talking Christmas. And when you talk Christmas, you're talking the Word becoming flesh. But I want to discuss briefly Jesus, the wonderful light. And why? Why the wonderful light? It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. It's so profound. Now, because it's so important what I'm sharing with you, everyone has to hear. Everyone. Everywhere. Very important. First, we're going to read to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, from verse 25. We're reading all the way to 32. From verse 25, St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now, the prophetic word from Simeon, as brief as it was one of the most profound statements of all Old Testament prophecies. It was so brief, so powerful. I want you to think about this. This man, the Bible says, God revealed to him that he will not depart this world, he will not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. In other words, he would live until the Savior was born. If God just wanted him to be there and just to see this and then die and go away, it'll mean nothing. God doesn't do such things for nothing. Why would he let this man live and reveal to him that he'll have to live until the Christ was born? If there was nothing important to this, if he had no message for the whole world that was very, very important, very vital, obviously, he had something to tell the world. And it's all encapsulated in those few words in the 32nd verse. I want us to read it again. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Oh my goodness. Let me explain to you what's here. Let me go and read something first. In Visions chapter 3, from verse 1 to verse 6, to help you understand the enormity of the power of this revelation here, Paul writes this to the Ephesian church. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Remember that word, mystery. Whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Do you see that? This is the mystery, that other ages, other generations had no knowledge of. It wasn't revealed to them. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. This is what was given in such prophetic revelation to Simeon. Even Simeon had no clue, but he spoke by the Spirit. The Bible says he went by the Spirit to the temple. The Holy Ghost sent him there at the moment he arrived there, as God orchestrated. Now, let's read. You can see that in the 27th verse. He came by the Spirit into the temple. He came by the Spirit. Now, you go straight to the 32nd verse and look at what it says there. A light. He said, this child. He prophesied about this child. A light to lighten the Gentiles. What is he saying? First, if you read it in its simple terms like this, you think he's talking about a light that brightens up, okay? Like when you say lighten up the room. But that's not what he's saying at all. The first word is from the Greek, phos, which of course means to illuminate, okay? Yes, to light up. But then the second word, to lighten the Gentiles, the word is taken from apokalypsis. It means to reveal. It means to reveal something that is hidden. So he's telling you there's something hidden about the Gentiles, unknown to all. But Christ will reveal this mystery, the mystery of the Gentiles. And that's what Paul told us of in Ephesians chapter 3. A light to reveal the Gentiles. No one knew about this because it had so much to do with the kingdom that Jesus came to set up. Prophets spoke, but none understood until the ministry was given to Paul to declare the mystery of the Gentiles. It was a mystery. Glory to God. You still out there? And you know, the importance of the Gentiles all has to do with the church, because the church would be that body that has put Jews and Gentiles come to be one in Christ. A mystery completely unknown to all the prophets and great men prior to the revelation given to Paul. They prophesied it, but had no knowledge, no understanding. That's amazing. That's amazing. But there's more. You still there? There's more. I want us to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Because I want you to understand that what Christ has come to do is so powerful. So that every time you celebrate Christmas, these things will come through your mind. And you realize it's more than all the celebrations that, you know, most people have. They don't know what they're celebrating. Thank God they're celebrating, but most don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what it is. Like I just told you, Christmas is the Word made flesh. How powerful. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation," okay, from the word genos, a chosen breed, a chosen stock. And chosen there really means separated, set apart, set apart. Same root from where you get to be sanctified, sanctification, set apart. You're a set apart group, set apart stock, a chosen stock, a chosen breed. Now, that is so important, because he's not talking about just being a choice among many. Oh, I choose this and I choose that. And No. He says a chosen stock, a chosen breed. That means it's got something to do with your birth. It's got something to do with your nature. So if you had several chickens and you are looking for a particular stock, it means that you're looking for a particular breed. Not just the way it looks. It's its nature. It's how it was born. So when it says you are a chosen generation, the word genos, a chosen stock. So he's referring again to the fact that you were born of the Spirit. You're not like everybody else. You were born of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.